Hello everyone, we've got an amazing episode for you. We are joined by Claire and she's going to be talking all about how she's using the Power Platform and she's taken all of her amazing experience from her day job and actually empowering the community and really automating what it means to be a community leader. Stay tuned.
Hello, and welcome back to Less Code, More Power. Today, you're going to hear about something you've never heard of before, making Power Platform do your job for you as a community leader. No, I'm not kidding, and no, I didn't come up with it, though I wish I'd come up with it. I'm Donna Sarkar, my lovely co-host is...
Sarah Critchley. Hi, everyone.
And today, we've got an amazing friend from Scotland, Claire Carmichael, joining us to tell us about how she has automated the process of community leading. Hello, Claire. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Hi, both of you. Thank you so much for having me on.
Of course. So tell us about this. First, let's back up a little bit and tell us about the community you lead and some of the problems you saw with onboarding and offboarding people and how you came about this amazing solution to solve that problem.
So I am based in Scotland. You will probably have heard of the Scottish Summit and the other wonderfully, tremendously huge and massive events that we have in person in Scotland. But as a single mum, getting to school night events essentially is always a challenge. And you find yourself in that room with maybe one other female. They are difficult to get to. And that's me writing off all the fathers out there as well. The events that we're running now as part of the virtual power group are admittedly pre-COVID, post-COVID, all virtual. So school nights at home at 8 p.m. So you can log on, you can have dinner at the same time, and then you can log off at 9 p.m. No commute, no cost, no nothing.
I love that. That's amazing. I love just how accessible it is because you're right. Like kind of it isn't easy. And then, you know, weekend events are even probably the same kind of challenge, right? Well, you know, kind of there's childcare, there's, you know, and there's also the actual time that it gives. Like as much as we all love community, you know, there's still the our families, there's still other, you know, the rest of our lives to have. And we can't always take up huge amounts of time there. So tell us a little bit more about, so one of the things I love, and I literally can't talk about this enough, is I just love, like you said, how you have timed virtual events where also there's no real need to go on camera or like kind of, you know, do any of that kind of stuff. You can just show up at in your kind of virtual space that you've created at a time and actually have this relationship and have this networking kind of with the community. Tell us a little bit more about that.
So our events are, we've got 1 hour bookings, but the events themselves are usually technical demos of kind of 20 to 25 minutes. The rest of it is free form Q&A or community news or general kind of help and advice and guidance. All of that then is not recorded. So you can turn up on the day, you can be in your pajamas, you can be eating noodles, it's all totally cool and all right. You can sound stupid, you can make mistakes, you can ask questions, you can accidentally say your client's name by accident when you're not supposed to say those things. And you can do all of that without having any risk of it going on the internet, because we don't publish any of that, it's just the technical demo part. Then we've got another event that started last month, and it was born out of the feedback of the members where we are crowd building flows to solve problems as raised by the community. So last night we spent an hour clearing fields as best we could of all the different types, where we have recorded and shared a 4-minute video of our 1 hour session where we discuss the problem statement. And then we show us finally deleting the picture of a penguin and all laughing about it and whooping in surprise that it finally worked. And everything else in between is between us. So giving people access to the kind of training and sessions that they actually want and need because they asked for them, delivering them then and there, and making it super accessible, just knocking down barriers to entry. You know, there is nothing stopping you from signing up and coming on board.
Wow. I really love that privacy angle because I think a lot of people are so self-conscious because they're thinking this video is going to be recorded and people will see it forever. And what if I say something idiotic or It goes live on the internet. Will this affect my reputation for the rest of my life? So I think that's wonderful that you keep all the chat and the discussion private. So whoever's in the chat is in the chat, so they have the context, but only the tech demo is live. That is a really, really good idea, and I've not ever thought about that part.
Yeah, formal safe space. You know, that is the whole thing. That you don't have to know anything. You don't have to know everything. Yeah. Free for all. You know, you can ask whatever you want, and we'll try our best to answer it. If we can't answer it, we'll find someone who will.
I love how inclusive that is, Sarah. That is fantastic.
Yeah, that is really, really good. And I love that, you know, you also welcome people from all different kind of like technology backgrounds as well. So I know that you've got a demo, but just before you share that, it'll be great to just hear a little bit about what you do in like your role, where I know that you work for a partner in the UK. Definitely tell us about your role. Tell us about your kind of like specialisms, which part of the Power Platform and like kind of first party apps do you focus on?
Yeah, so I work for one of the partners based in Glasgow, one of a couple, and I am one of the lead consultants, functional consultants within the practice. We're running fairly large scale first party implementations. So over the last maybe 12 months, PSA, a couple of marketing implementations. And then good old fashioned CE all the way at the end that we all know and love. That said, the implementations over lockdown have been the kind of crisis applications. So we focus as a business in the financial sector. Naturally, there's some stuff happening in 2020 within that region. So we've been doing fairly large scale Power Automate implementations over the last kind of 6 months. Doing large scale automations and processing of volume transactions, because that's obviously what's going on just now.
Brilliant. That's amazing. And using all of that then experience, because that's a large amount of experience, right, across all of the platform, and using all that and then really piping it into the community and helping really the local community in this virtual community that you've created.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that's very, very interesting how you are looking at very specifically the problem that people are facing, which is we're in lockdown, we're in financial crisis, and finance companies are extra in financial crisis, and they have to use technology right now. They absolutely have to, because there's no way they can keep up with all of the random things that are going on without relying on automation. So that is really interesting. Can you give, this is just my curiosity, mm-hmm. can you give me an example of the kind of automation that these kinds of companies have? Nothing specific.
So without going to making my own faux pas that I've just suggested that people may make, the British government or the UK government have essentially released a set of financial support packages for businesses. We're then supporting financial institutions in offering those out to their customer base. Now, that's cute and fun until you look at the timescales and the turnarounds that were prescribed by the government when they offered the product. So the number of applications for these products, these sort of crisis loan applications, is, you know, it's days at worst. So, you know, you're talking at 24 hours to actually turn it around and pay it out. So that cannot be done by human beings. So a lot of the validation process we are taking off them and saying, well, we can run all of this through. If we have the data, we can validate it against it. And if we hit anything, we can throw it back to you, but we'll do our very best to get to the end. And so that's been the last, you know, kind of 6 months. So two separate products being validated in very different ways with different repercussions as far as the actual UK government loan pack. But really fascinating, absolutely fascinating. It's been really, really good.
Wow. That's interesting. And anytime there's governmental stuff, you know, there's a bunch of like security, privacy, legacy APIs, all kinds of things that, you know, we tech companies always like to imagine don't exist. But that's real. That's real right there.
Yes. And it's been a really, really enjoyable project. Simply because you live in that world where you want the requirements, you want to know exactly what it is you're trying to do before you set out. But this is the true and most accurate example of someone literally moving the entire football pitch while you're trying to do something rather than just the goalpost changing. This is like, is this still the same sport? Because I'm holding the wrong ball.
Right.
Rather than, you know, missing by a couple of inches, you're at risk of missing by a mile at any moment. And so working in that super agile perspective, or the super agile format, while we're all at home, you know, we're still doing the same things.
Yeah.
You know, I've had a six-year-old cutting about behind me, usually naked, for 5.5 months. You know, this is, he's only just going back to school now.
Yeah.
So that's been my existence. I assume that's the guys who work in the bank's existence. Okay. So it's been fairly bananas, but really, really fun. Really, really fun. Really proud of the project.
I love that. I love the sense of just wonder and fun that you bring to everything. You're like, we're all screwed. That's okay. Let's have fun.
It's hilarious. It's awesome energy, right? Just ever since where we've been chatting, it's such great energy. I love it.
That has always been my vibe. No matter how far off piste anything ever goes, you can still get it back.
Yeah.
You know, the worst thing that you can ever do is let something go past you. Right. So, you know, grab it, try it. If it fails, it fails.
Love it. I love that. That's a great mindset. I feel like that's going to be like my life quote for at least like a month.
That's it. You can take something on, and if you take something on, you can always back out. But if you let something go past, you can never get back in.
Right.
And yeah, give it a shot, basically. It. Yeah.
Amazing.
I love that. That's amazing. Well, show us this. So I know that we've been holding off on a demo because we can talk about this forever. Like, honestly, like, that's opened up so many questions for me. But let's see this. So we really want to see how you've taken, you know, all of this expertise you have, and you've then automated really the community using the Power Platform. So definitely let's take a deep dive into this and show us how it's done.
So this is the Virtual Power Group website. Mm-hmm. Which is apparently where I spend the remainder of my free time now. So that's the thing that's happening. And we quite quickly realized that hosting the events in Teams was the right call. You know, we are those Microsoft people, that's how that works. Because the gaps between physical events, people didn't talk. So, you know, the Scottish community officially met up like once a year. And then we kind of just forgot about each other for 12 months until it happened again. The thing we were looking to achieve was to actually get people to ask questions and engage in that forum in between sessions and prompt that discussion and keep it rolling between events. Adding people to and from Azure AD is fairly straightforward, she says, in a politically correct manner. If you are sitting at your computer with a mouse and keyboard and you can remember all of your logins and you have all of the 9 admin windows open at the same time. Mm-hmm. So what we looked to do was facilitate the signing up of individuals, i.e. make it as easy as possible for people to get into the group. So straight away, you can go to www.virtualpowergroup.co.uk/join. And you can fill in this very simple form with the bare minimum information to allow you to get almost to Teams. So I'm going to sign up with my work email address because I have no issue sharing that, and I'm not going to keep caps lock on.
So Sarah,
here we go. Group? Yeah. Sorry.
Oh, no. I'm just asking, Sarah, are you a member of this group?
I don't think I've actually signed up. I know that we were talking about me doing a presentation, right? But I don't think I've actually signed up.
So it's very easy to do. So then what would we'll look to then obtain a primary interest. So we're looking to identify whether or not they're looking for just community engagement or if they're potentially looking for access to opportunities and careers information, directly looking for training, i.e. I want to improve or want to start. And then our latest addition is the new speaker track. So we've partnered with the Virtual Scottish Summit for 2021, and we'll be running a kind of crash area in the run-up to those new speakers actually hitting the virtual summit in February in 2021. So we'll be doing some support and mentorship and guidance and smaller sessions in the run-up to that, so that by the time they hit Scottish Summit, they'll have had lots of experience and they'll be ready to go.
That's amazing.
So we'll go for that one just now.
Wow.
And I'll put in a made-up postcode, she says.
I feel like we need to do a whole episode on that. I'm gonna make a note of that. We'll do another episode on that. That sounds amazing. Donna, you are as well, right? We're always so keen to hear about the programs for new speakers, because we always get so many people involved in, you know, it's so scary, and it's so easy to forget about how, you know, when we first started speaking, how nervous we were. And, you know, not that we don't get nerves now, but it's a different kind of nerves. But when people don't get opportunities because they've not had experience, it sucks. So we love this. So yeah, I'm going to make a note of that. We'll totally do another session. Cool.
So I don't know why it took so long to check I wasn't a robot, but I'm not. So that's cool. It was like, are you sure? So then on submitting of the form, rather than going straight to Azure AD, because then we live in a world where Mickey Mouse and all sorts of nonsense ends up there, what it will do is it will hit a channel in our it'll hit a channel in our admin team within the Teams environment.
Look at this.
Slowly. I think I'm using up all my internet. There it goes. So it'll hit a channel in here as a little adaptive card summarizing the information that's been provided, and I can immediately cut this off and cancel it, or I can confirm it here.
That's pretty sweet.
In the first 24 hours, we had something like 24 signups. Now, admittedly, they were people who knew about it in advance. We estimated it was somewhere in the region of 5 minutes to actually go and add the guest in manually.
Okay.
The key to this kind of automation is, one, we can do it from anywhere. Any of the admins can pick it up. We don't need 5 global admins on our tenant. And the key being that we can pick it up on our mobile, hit that button, and it sends that information away. So what we'll do very quickly is add that in and then let you see what happens to it.
Oh, it's
so slow.
It's because we're watching it as well.
Turn my camera off for a little minute. There you go. So rather than control the email that goes out just now, we're letting Teams send the email. So we're going to add this in. We're then going to use the tag, so that primary interest that we used, to tag the user when they actually hit the group. So that if we have a job posting, we don't tell everyone. We just tell the people whose primary interest is careers. If we have an event that's maybe a night class, so a beginner's level class, we don't tell everyone who's been doing this for ages. We tell the people who are specifically looking for training. So it hits that channel to say this was the tag. So that's the tag that we have to be given. That's the email address. And then upon confirmation, it will throw a message out to the forum to say this person has joined. Say hello. It will also send a message to the person directly in their Teams environment to say, look, you've joined. Here are the guidelines. Here are the rules. If I skip to my administrative app, which is like possibly a step too far, even for me, we'll just dig out my proper contact. And it will also... it'll also kick off our GDPR compliance. So getting that opt-in around the nature of the comms, the types of comms, to make sure that we're not spamming people who don't want to be there. And then the beauty of that whole loop to bring the user information from the web form up and through Azure AD and back down to Dynamics, we've got this view of who they are, what they do. I remember to clear out my mobile phone earlier on. And then gives us that record to tie down the information that we've got. So looking at the types of events that they do attend, the types of events that they would like to attend, i.e. that they register for but they don't quite make, and gives us that intelligence and that information back to us as admins to say Tuesdays work, Thursdays don't,
right,
because the badger's on. What kind of topics they've suggested and whether or not we've actually fulfilled those requests by putting on something to deliver that, and running that all at the contact level. And if they, for whatever reason, decide that they would like to leave, the activation of this contact record will then send that message back up to Azure to remove the guest from the directory and then remove them from the team.
Wow. This is amazing. I love you using emojis as well to make it cool. Yeah,
that's cute.
That's weird. Yeah. So emojis on here that then align with the channels so that we've got really clear guidelines of where everything is and where that information lives.
Mm-hmm. So what I really liked about this one is that all the admins can be involved as they are able to. So this approval came in, great. You need to add someone to this group, great. But it doesn't need to be done by one person. It can be done by whoever is able to take on that task at that second. And it gets out of the business of now ping the person who signed up and see what they're interested in. Now that person responds back and wait for, so you eliminate this whole pinging back and forth, just automating this process using things that exist. I love that. I've never thought about using Powerplat to run a user group, and it's the most obvious thing in the whole world. So I love that you did it. That is cool.
It is epic. This is amazing. I feel like I'm taking notes. Mm-hmm.
Honestly, it's the thing that we tell people all the time. It's that level of evangelism where we say, look, you will love this. It will make your life easy. But then we're so busy trying to make everyone's life easy that we forget to simplify our own. So as I say, I only have X number of hours that I can give. I would rather give them to people.
Yes.
Than to this stuff.
Yeah, totally.
That's amazing. This has been amazing. In terms of your homework, what have you got to share? What are you kind of asking people to do, asking the audience to do?
So shamelessly, I would love it if you would go to www.virtualpowergroup.co.uk and have a little look around. So genuinely have a look at what we're doing. No pressure to sign up. It's not the objective. But certainly try and feedback to us. So pick up and give us some feedback on what you think we're doing. Have a look at the YouTube channel and see the kind of content that's there. And if you think it's for you, then absolutely sign up. However, the real homework is try and take something from that Power Platform stack into your own life. So try and find a real life scenario where you can use it in anger. Be the client, make the requirement, and then troubleshoot it and say why it doesn't work and how it should improve, and it will make you better at what you do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's amazing. I love that.
Solve a real problem in your life.
Yeah,
a real problem, and be mad about it because it's a real.
Oh, yeah.
So annoying.
Oh, I'm the most picky person I've ever worked for.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like, I love that nightmare.
Great.
And that's the kind of thing that you really get. I delivered a session in Stockholm last October, about I built a behavior management app for Ben because he kept misbehaving, and so I would track his behavior on a daily basis, and then I tweaked his bedtimes based on the outcome. Mm-hmm. So he went to bed earlier on nights before days where he typically misbehave. Oh. That made me learn so much. I went through all of the same hilarious problems that those clients come to us with, and we go, why on earth would you do it like that? Doesn't make any sense. Because it does make sense at one point in that thought journey.
Right.
So be that guy. Go try it, whether it's for your church or your community club or whatever it is, or your user group.
Yeah.
If that's where your hobby lives. And try using it in anger.
I'm gonna do this for my bedtimes because I'm and stay up at 3 a.m. for no reason, and then I'm in a terrible mood the next day, and I'm confused why. I'm like,
the ultimate punchline was, right, I got Alexa to tell him, not me. So Alexa tells him when it's bedtime, so he doesn't know that it's different every night.
I love it.
She just says it's bedtime, and he's like, oh, okay, fine, off he goes. Bedtime.
And then your lights go off. So
and then my lights are off, and we all sit here in automated darkness.
We need the more shows to like deconstruct Claire's life. Like, how is she using all of this to like kind of manage everything? This is so cool.
Tech to enforce law and order in your house.
Absolutely. I love
that. That is great.
Title of the next show.
All right. Thank you, Claire, so much for joining us.
So much.
I learned
Thank you
a lot. A
Loved
lot.
It. Thank you so much.
All right, everyone. Thank you, everyone, for joining us for another episode of Less Code, More Power. We'll see you next time. Bye.